what works for one group might not be the best option for another group. So this allows groups to go, okay, this is going to be what is going to work best for us.
The process of signing up through health insurance through the Hays Chamber for members is ongoing again this year. Vice President of Membership Lee Purdy, along with Group Sales Advisor for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas Jeremy McGuire, stops by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
The first thing people will ask me about, well, what exactly is an association health plan? They hear about health plans. They know what health plans are. And they're like, well, what exactly does an association health plan mean? And what it is, it's a type of group medical insurance for organizations that allow smaller companies to access health insurance savings associated with large group medical coverage. So you can take, you know, you might have a group that has 1,000 people in the group, but you know, some of out here, especially in Northwest Kansas and throughout the state, we have a lot of smaller groups. And more specifically, when we talk about Chamber Blue of Kansas, we're talking about chambers, and we're talking about their members that might have 1, 2, 3, 4 type of four people in the, as employees. They can't go out on their own and get large group health insurance. So they are, I don't want to say stuck, they're not stuck, but their options are very limited as to what they can get. With a chamber health plan, it gives groups more options. Groups of like type of businesses like mine, like for instance, the chambers across the state can have their individual members join Chamber Blue of Kansas, which is an association health plan. And at that point, they have access to those larger group type of options that they wouldn't otherwise be able to get. And another good thing about an association, you have stability. You have stability in plan design. You have stability in rates. That doesn't mean it is inexpensive, because we know that health insurance is not an inexpensive line item, whether you're buying it on an individual basis or even paying for it as a business that supplies it for their employees. We understand that it's not inexpensive. However, you can, with an association health plan, a lot of times you can kind of stem the highs, really highs, and some of the lows that come with. Of course, you like the lows if it's going down in price, but it really helps stabilize those prices. So that's something that is really beneficial with an association health plan.
Very cool. Now, Lee, I'm curious, are you guys actively in this now, or are we getting it set up?
So we've actually started this process a while ago. This year was the first benefit year. It started January 1st. So we were kind of entertaining this idea for a while, but this year we actually implemented it. So this coming benefit year for 2024 will be the second year of us providing this benefit for our members.
And with this will be actually the second year that Blue Cross has been involved, has had the Chamber Blue of Kansas Association health plan available. So the Hays Chamber of Commerce, along with several other chambers throughout the state, for the 2023 plan year, as Lee alluded to, that started January 1st of 2023, that was the ground floor first year for it. 2024 will be the second year for Chamber Blue of Kansas here in the state of Kansas.
Very cool. So for those out there listening, maybe interested in joining up into this health plan, what kind of options can they expect?
Well, that is the one thing, James, like we talked about just a little bit ago, is it gives you a plethora of options, a lot of options that are available that members can touch on. They can enroll in what we call a comp major med plan, which includes deductible and co-insurance. They can also enroll in a high deductible health plan, which a high deductible health plan is a plan where you pay that contracting amount of whatever service you have up until that high deductible amount. The chamber plans have a $3,000 deductible and a $5,000 deductible. Comp major med plans, there's a $500 deductible, there's a $1,000 deductible, there are two different $1,500 deductibles, a $2,500 deductible and a $3,500 deductible that are available. So when a group is signing up for this and they're looking at it, they can look at it. We offer these in two quad options, which you can, where a group can offer all four of options in one of those quads, or they can, so they can offer either of those two quads, or they can look at all eight of those options that are available and go, we want to offer this one. Or there's also some combinations where they can go with a high low, like a $500 deductible, and then go with the $3,000 high deductible plan. So there's a lot of different flexibility, customization that a group can put together for this, which makes it, in my opinion, very attractive, because you're not going, okay, I have to do this or I have to do this. But this gives you the option to, okay, well, I can do this, because everybody's business, everybody's group is different. Okay, what works for one group might not be the best option for another group. So this allows groups to go, okay, this is going to be what is going to work best for us. And then they can sign up for that. Pretty awesome plan.
Yeah, I like that. And, you know, I'm curious, like, so what are the timelines if someone does want to participate, whether it be through the Hays Chamber or somebody else out there listening that wants to maybe organize their own version of this in their city or region?
I'm glad you asked that, because the timeline is very important, okay, because you have to meet certain time markers in order to be eligible for this plan. So right now, the month of June, we are doing, I guess you would call it a PR campaign, kind of like we're doing right here, and going and we're talking on with certain media outlets. We're also going and meeting with individual chambers throughout the state, whether it's here in this area or down in Southeast Kansas. We're all over the state. So that's this month, July 1st through August 18th. We are going to be collecting survey results. So what that means is we are going to send a survey out, as in Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas, we'll send a survey out to the participating chambers. So Lee and Sarah and the group at the Hays Chamber will get this survey. Then they take that survey and they send it out to their individual chamber members. And if chamber members want to be considered for Chamber Blue of Kansas, then they have to complete that survey by August 18th. If they do not complete that survey by August 18th, then they won't be considered to be participants in the Chamber Blue plan. So it's very important, as these communications come from Blue Cross to the local chambers, and then from the chambers to their individual members, that these chamber members definitely, if they're interested, submit the survey. Does that mean they're committed? Absolutely not. But in order to be considered, they have to complete that survey. Now, with this caveat, a couple of things. Number one, if they are already a member that is participating in the Chamber Blue of Kansas, so if you're saying, hey, I'm enrolled right now for the 2023 plan year, you do not have to submit that survey. But if you are going to be brand new starting January of 2024, then you will need to submit that. So August 18th will be the deadline to have that submitted. We will compile those results, get them to our rating department in September, and then October of 2023, we will send the information out to CCEKS, which is the Chamber of Commerce Executives of Kansas.
Yes.
Hey, look at that. I got that one right. I was looking over at Lee kind of, yeah, is that it? Sure. We'll go with that. And then in November 1st, we'll have, member enrollment, which means new groups that have been approved, and then the groups that are continuing with it. We'll have member enrollment, we'll have rates finalized December 1, and then December 22nd, member welcome materials and ID cards are mailed. They'll have them in their hands prior to the January 1st effective date. Now, one thing that is different this year is groups that are eligible have 50 or fewer full-time equivalent employees. So this is not for a group that has above 50 full-time employees. This would be for what is lower than that. And then across the state, most of the enrollments for our 2023 plan year were less than 50. We had a few over that, but so we're cutting the cutoff is 50 full-time employees. And also this year for the first time, groups will be medically underwritten if they're not already enrolled in the plan. So what that means is there is a risk threshold that is established by our underwriting department. So if a group wants to enroll, but they exceed that risk threshold, they will not be allowed to enroll in the chamber plan, just to keep the stability of that plan in place.
And that makes sense. You know, as hard as I imagine that probably is to go to a group and say, you're not able to sign up. You don't want the prices to skyrocket because then everybody leaves.
That is correct. It makes it, like you said, telling somebody, hey, you know what, you exceed that threshold, I apologize. Most of them understand. It's not, even though we understand, doesn't make it easy. But again, we have to keep the integrity of the association in place. And so this year, we do have the underwriting. Last year, if they got in on the ground floor, there was no risk threshold. Everybody who wanted to enroll was able to enroll. We made that pretty evident when we were doing the meetings like we are now, but also want to make sure that folks know that it will be underwritten for 2024 plan year.
Okay. You mentioned meetings, and there's a couple information sessions I think you guys have planned coming up, right?
Yeah, so first one, we're going to have a lunch and learn. That's going to come up here pretty quick, Tuesday, June 27th. This will be at noon. We're going to have that at the venue at Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill, 2704 Vine. We do ask for an RSVP with that because we will be serving lunch. If you do not want to eat lunch, you do not have to pay for it, but we would like to know if you're coming. This is going to be $14 for chamber members. And if you're a non-member, but you're interested in exploring chamber membership to receive this benefit, that's $17 for non-members. And that tax and gratuity is built into that price. And then we do also have a second event coming up. That's going to be a breakfast time. If you don't have the availability for that lunch and learn, we're going to do that Thursday, July 20th at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's going to be at the Hayes Welcome Center at 2700 Vine Street. That's going to be a free event. And, you know, if you're not able to make either of these, we will be posting a recording of those events on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel.
Very cool. Watch at your convenience.
That makes a good point, and I will. Hopefully we're not killing your time right now, James. But an employer must be an active member in good standing with their local participating chamber in order to be considered for Chamber Blue. So if they are not an active paying member of their local chamber, they would not be able to sign up unless they go, hey, we want to be a part of this, and they sign up with their local chamber, and then they can get not only get the benefits of Chamber Blue of Kansas, but also the rest of the benefits that a local chamber can offer them.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that's one of the things we talk about a lot in this segment, is those benefits of being a member. And I'm just curious, Lee, like right now, how much does it cost to join up for the chamber for a year?
So it just depends on the level of membership, and the different levels come with those different tiers. But I just want to kind of stress too, if you have questions on that, I'm your gal to talk to. But I just think this is such an invaluable benefit for our members, because our county has such a low unemployment rate, and sometimes it's really hard to compete with those really small available workforce margins. So this just, I think, works so well for our members to be able to attract that top and retain that top talent as well. So if you have any questions on what the chamber can do for you and those levels of membership, you can call or email me. I'm always available.
Yeah, very cool. And that's, as you guys as a chamber continue to evolve into the, you know, the new modern way of doing chamber business, that's so important that you can offer those benefits and help those small businesses, because otherwise, yeah, you're exactly right. It might not be as attractive a position if you don't have the health insurance piece.
Well, we're fully funded by our members, so it just is really important to us that we're advocating for those needs that our members present to us, and that's something I'm starting to uncover doing these membership visits this month. We want to make sure that our county has the workforce that it needs for our economic development.